Staff in Center Wellington got approval from council to endorse a new stream of grant funding to light up the downtown core of Fergus. The program continues an initiative previously managed by the Community Development Division, initially funded by the Federal Economic Development Agency. A report explains the grant will provide businesses with up to $2,500 from the CIP plan towards equipment. Additionally, businesses will be eligible for $4,000 in labor costs. Phase 2 will include light displays for culturally relevant days and events like Pride Month and National Day of Truth and Reconciliation. Manager of Community Development Kristen Betial told Council Phases 2 and 3 could see different buildings lit up.
It was part of the My Main Street funding that they had to have it in that Main Street, hence the name. But we thought that Phase 2 could just kind of fill in some of those gaps because there are so many and try to make it so that it's more impactful, whereas Phase 3 could be going outside of that.
Much of the discussion from council members surrounded the ability to expand the program. Betial explained the RTO, Rural Tourism Ontario, who are funding the program, would like to see the lighting stay relatively central to downtown.
They definitely don't want it to be so far out that it loses the impact. They're more focused on tourism. That's what their concern is. But if it was just outside of that area that's still considered downtown, they would be fine with that.
Lights will be centrally controlled by the Center Wellington IT department to have what the report calls a cohesive look. Eligibility was originally penned for St. Andrew Street between St. David Street and Tower Street. Council made suggestions to expand that eligibility to get more local businesses involved. Betial says in Phase 1 there were criteria as to which buildings could be selected.
For the first phase, it was definitely have to have a second floor because we're only going from second floor up. And if there was arches, windows, neat stone structures, things like that, we didn't have to go far. Yeah, there's some great buildings.
Betial went on to say there is an opportunity to move away from solely historic buildings as the program moves forward. Several councillors were in support of the program and encouraged more involvement of local businesses as it continues. This is Riley Gillespie Wilson reporting for the Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.